So, good morning, everyone. We'll be searching all morning for a takeaway from the review of Afghanistan policy from the Obama administration, which will be made public today. Barack Obama will speak to the nation in a news conference about the policy review. We've already had some leaks from the policy. Good morning. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. Celeste Headlee is off for a couple of weeks. She'll be back after the new year, and we wish her well in this holiday season, and we'll have co-hosts and various other voices on the show over the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. But to Afghanistan this morning, we have two people to react to this report that's coming out, and we want to pose some questions that are posed not only in the report, but by some of the observers and critics of the report, journalists that are actually pouring through the details of the report and raising questions. Joining us is Carlotta Gall, senior reporter for The New York Times, live from Kabul, Afghanistan. Good morning, Carlotta.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Also, Jonathan Beal is with us. He's the defense correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
Hi there.
Carlotta, let me just start with you briefly. There's a question that's really raised in the New York Times this morning that is a result of multiple reporters in Afghanistan, and I think goes directly to the thesis of this policy review, that is that the Pentagon and NATO have made gains in pushing the Taliban back in various areas of the country, but there is concern that the Taliban will just return at some point in the future, that keeping these gains permanent is the real challenge here. What's your assessment and the assessment of folks in Kabul about this idea of permanent gains, permanent rolling up of al-Qaeda and the Taliban?
Well, I think that is what the whole surge in the south of the country is about. It's the most concerted effort that I have seen in the nine years I've been here in Afghanistan. And so then you've pushed out the Taliban really comprehensively out of the key districts of somewhere like Kandahar, and then you've got time to train up the Afghans and to solidify the gains. And that's what we're going to be watching this winter. And we're already seeing some really significant improvements there. But I think everyone is saying it takes time and it won't be clear until next year, at least next summer, how strong those gains and the ability to hold it, it is. So the jury is still out, but at the same time, it's a very significant change that we've seen in recent months.
Carlotta Gall, senior reporter in Afghanistan for our partner, The New York Times. She's on the line live from Kabul. Jonathan Beal, defense correspondent for our partner, the BBC. So Carlotta says significant change, a diminishing of the Taliban's power in the south as a result of the surge. What do we look at in terms of measures that might indicate this would be a permanent rolling back of the Taliban in the south?
Yeah, I think it's important to say that we are expecting this review by President Obama's national security team to actually say that the challenge is making those gains durable and that the progress that has been made remains fragile and reversible. You essentially have to have troops there for some time to gain the trust of the local population who will need to believe that they're going to have some kind of governance from Kabul that they can look after them, and that the Taliban won't return. The problem in the past is that there's been a clearing of areas, and that's particularly true of the British areas, and not enough holding of those areas. That has changed now that there's been this surge. There are more troops. They've got the right force density is the phrase they use when they're describing matching the population with troop numbers, and that's been helped by the surge. But they've got to get a sense that it's going to be there for some time so that they can see governance return
right,
and things like justice as well. And that is the real challenge, I think.
That's Jonathan Beal, defense correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Well, let me put that to you directly, Carlotta Gall, New York Times correspondent in Kabul. If the measures for permanence are denying the Taliban its ability to recruit and improving the credibility of the existing Afghan government in governing civilians, this report is not terribly positive on those two issues, is it?
No, and I think everyone knows that those are the weak parts of the Afghan government. But I think what the military is trying to do is just to to win the people to believe in this, this is the way forward, that the Taliban are not coming back, that the government is the future. And even if people don't really like the government or don't trust it to settle their judicial concerns, that's not so important as them believing that it's the future, that it is permanent. And we're just seeing the beginnings of that people are thinking, okay, the Americans and the government are serious. And to me, that's the move I see in the shift in people's minds. Now they think that they're serious, that this is the way it's going to be, so therefore we should side with this side rather than with the Taliban.
That's Carlotta Gall, senior reporter in Afghanistan for our partner, the New York Times, live from Kabul. Carlotta, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jonathan Beal, defense correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Let's sort of finish with this thought here. Carlotta suggests that Afghans are improving their sort of trust in the U.S. government because they've been serious during the surge. When Obama speaks to the nation today at this news conference, is it enough for him to just kind of hold his nose and say, well, this Afghan government is the best we're going to do, we'll just stay the course? Or does he have to sort of jump in with both feet with Hamid Karzai, or just say we've got to do something to change the government entirely? What do you think?
Well, I think what we're not getting from President Obama now is the difficult decisions as to how long U.S. troops will be there. That decision's been made in Britain in the sense that we have heard from David Cameron, the Prime Minister, that British troops will end their combat operations in 2015. There's going to have to be some kind of drawdown, I think, from the US, because that's what the president promised. Those are difficult decisions because they send a signal both to the local people and to the Taliban that these international troops are not there forever. So it is the difficult decisions, I think, for President Obama still to come.
And perhaps the most difficult is figuring out what to do about Pakistan in this whole sort of complex of issues. Again, President Obama will deliver a news conference this morning to talk about his assessment of the report on Afghan strategy and his view of the success of that strategy. We were speaking with Jonathan Beal, defense correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the line from London, waiting as we are for what the president will say. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.